Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
I have my first cigarette of the day when I get up.
We smoke on the way to school.
I smoke when I'm playing my games.
I smoke during nap time.
When kids are exposed to cigarette smoke,
I'm down to about a pack a day.
It's like they're smoking. For children, just 30 minutes of secondhand smoke can hurt their lung growth and permanently damage lung function.
I tried quitting. I need to try again.
Visit tobaccostopswithme.com to learn more about the dangers of secondhand smoke.
Well, today's cattle futures market ended up a dollar lower in October as they expire on Monday. They're 150.37 down 102. It looks like the cash trade this week is right at 150. December live cattle 42 lower at 153. February 156.32 down 52. The April's 27 lower at 59.22. The feeder cattle futures pretty quiet, down 25 in November at 177.87. The January down 7 at 180.37. March up 12. April up 15. May up 7. August of next year, trade at the end about $200.50. They went up to 201.55. September, 201.60. They went up to 202.35. And then now October of next year is on the board, and it didn't trade at all today. But we are above $200, which is a really big number, obviously. 50 to 97 higher on the hog market. It's a little bit better there. Midday boxed beef, 73 higher on choice, 263.22. Select at 234.57 up 266. And this week's slaughter numbers were about 636,000 week to date. Last week, the same period, 631,000. So a little bit higher than where we were last week for the same time period in terms of slaughter. And it looks like the cash market this week is right at 150, which would be a little bit lower than where we were last week.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed customer expectations. To learn more about Hillary Communications, go to hillcom.net.
Today's grain futures market was mixed. We had corn down 1 to 1.5, with December down 1.5 at 680 3/4. The bean market 5 to 7 higher. November beans at 5.5 at 1387. January settled up 6 3/4 at $14.25. The corn and bean market has been right here for about 2 months, and it's kind of unbelievable how long it's been. And usually when you get markets that are high priced like this, you get a lot of volatility, but we hadn't really had that over the last couple of months. So interesting to note, the wheat market, on the other hand, 5 to 7 lower, with July next year down 5 3/4 at 919. Significant amount of rainfall, of course, in the hard red winter wheat belt helped that crop along, and I think that's pressuring it some. Also, the Ukraine, Russia, all that. Both sides are going back and forth on this export deal. The Russians are accusing the Ukrainians on intentionally slowing down or delaying ships, while the Ukrainians are saying that Russia's doing it. So we'll see what happens. But right now, that's a thing. We also have this rail strike that it looks like it's still going on. It hadn't come to any sort of agreement at this point. And then you got the low Mississippi River levels slowing down barge traffic. So logistically, we have significant bottlenecks at this point. So they'll keep monitoring that. Currently, the Dow's up about 832,876.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. It may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.